In the Arctic Circle on Friday, with the Kremlin claiming he fell ill after a walk. But his widows accused Vladimir Putin of poisoning him and hiding his body. Leo Doherty says the UK is outraged.
His death must be investigated fully and transparently. The Russian authorities must urgently confirm the location of Mr. Navalny's body to his family and allow them access to it.
The business secretaries told MPs it would be mad for ministers to suggest delaying compensation to sub-postmasters wrongly accused of theft. Kemi Badenoch has rejected claims made by sacked post office boss Henry Staunton, saying his comments to a Sunday newspaper were a blatant attempt to seek revenge. A court heard a mum accused of killing her baby while on the run from authorities contemplated cremating the newborn's body with petrol. Constance Martin, who denies manslaughter, was interviewed by police after Victoria's remains were found in a Brighton shed. There's been mixed reaction to the latest government guidance encouraging schools in England to ban mobile phones. Unions have described the advice as a non-policy for a non-problem. The measure could see pupils' bags being checked. Head teacher Mike Baxter believes the advice will be the basis for change.
My hope is in the future this guidance can be used to go one step further and the conversation can shift to being around young people on mobile phones, social media and their access to that. Because if we're really trying to combat mental health concerns, we need to really be dealing with that outside of school, not just within school.
Junior doctors in Northern Ireland have voted to go on strike next month. They'll walk out for 24 hours from March the 6th in a row over pay. And Crystal Palace have appointed Oliver Glasner as their new manager. He's replacing Roy Hodgson, who's stepped down. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silver.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's Monday, 6 PM.
Under the Radar on Phoenix FM. Welcome to another edition of Under the Radar with me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix FM. Playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. And a special show tonight, another live guest, all the way from Canvey Island. We've got Lois Leon, who's going to have a little chat and play some songs as well in the studio. She's here, she's just having a cup of tea and tuning up. We'll play a few tracks first of all. We've also got Album of the Week from Idols. It's their fifth album. Loads of albums came out on Friday, so we've got tracks from Lime Garden, The Infinites, that's a good one, Middle Kids, Shambolics, Royal Otis, also the return of War Paint. But we're going to start with Nudista from London, and this track is called Waiting Line, and I love this.
he say he's wasted time. And he shouted so loud that I lost my mind. And we said all those things that are so unkind. Say, what can we do to press rewind? You say we need some time. You saw what was on my mind. All those fights in the garden that we can't leave behind. And I doubted that it never crossed your mind when you said all those things that were so unkind. So what can we do to press rewind? I guess we need some time.
That was local band Ruskin from Southend, their brand new track. I think it might be the first for around about a year from them. That's called Figure It Out. Coming up after this, we're going to be speaking to Lois Leon. And this song is for her. There's a link to where she's just travelled from.
It's 5 a.m. Killed a wild swan. It was a kind of omen of everything to come. I can't believe it's happening, and that it's happening now. I can't believe it's happening, it's coming true somehow. On Canvey Island, 1953, many lives were lost with the records of a football team. I can't believe it's happening, and that it's happening now. I can't believe it's happening, it's coming true somehow. Don't you think it's strange? Hard to tell if it's going well. You know the odds against it were so phenomenal. I can't believe it's happening, that it's happening now. I can't believe it's happening, it's coming true so.
That was Sea Power. What a link to my studio guest. And that track was called Canvey Island. That's where Lois Leon has just come into the studio from. Hi, Lois. Thanks for coming in.
Hello. That was a very clever link
there. Yeah, yeah. So you don't know that song?
No, I'd never heard that before, but that was, yeah, really great.
Well, it's actually 15 years old, I have to admit, that song. But it has been re-released, the album. They were called British Sea Power at that time, and the album was called Do You Like Rock Music? And when that album first came out, they actually played a place called Monaco in Canvey, you might know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they played that. They did a gig there. Wilco Johnson turned up. He was there. And they was wearing Canvey Island football shirts, the band. And, yeah, so that was a nice little flashback to my trip to Canvey. But that album has been re-released with some extra demos, etc. on it. And they've just toured. They've done a whole UK tour playing the album in full.
Oh, wow. I'll definitely have to check that out.
Yeah. So, yeah, Sea Power and Canvey Island. So, yeah, how are you doing, Lois?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. Now, when I have guests in the studio, I like to do my research. And what about this for an amazing fact? We have the same birthday.
Do
we? Can you believe that? December the 18th.
Wow.
You're the first person I've known that's got the same birthday as me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Sagittarius?
Yeah, yeah. There's obviously a few celebrities like Keith Richards, I think, Rolling Stone, a few others, but the first person I've actually met with the same birthday. What about that?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Do you like having the birthday when it is?
It's all right. I feel like you have to wait longer than everyone else, if that makes
sense.
Yeah,
yeah. And also the only drawback is you're very often coughs and colds. Mm. Yeah, often ill at that birthday.
Everyone's busy. It's Christmas.
Yeah, if you want to go out, you have to book quite in advance, don't you? Yeah. It would be nice to celebrate 1 year in the summer. Just change it.
Maybe we should.
Yeah. So, yeah, tell us just a little bit about your history. Obviously, you're from Canvey.
Yes.
Tell us how you started out and when you started playing music and your sort of musical heroes growing up.
Well, I started sort of writing and playing music, I guess, when I was about 14, 15. But only recently, in the last 6 months or so, been playing live and recording music and releasing it. So, yeah, childhood heroes. I mean, I'm very into the whole Britpop sort of scene.
Oh, yeah.
Oasis,
yeah.
Stone Roses. I mean, all of it is very, quite a big influence on me, I'd say. I don't know. I listen to so much 70s, 80s, all of it. I love
it. Yeah, actually, in the Britpop days, I remember a lot of those bands played in Rayleigh, Chelmsford. Oasis played Southend, didn't they?
And I think so.
They played at the Army and Navy in Chelmsford the week that their album came out.
Yes.
Which I went to, yeah. Yeah, amazing. And Radiohead played twice in at the YMCA, just down by the station.
Oh, really?
Which you'll be near there tomorrow, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I will.
Incredible. Yeah, what do you listen to currently? Any current music you listen to?
Not really. I need to get better at listening to music now.
I'll try and convert you to a few bands tonight.
Yes, please.
So, your debut single, so you've only been playing live since October, haven't you?
Yes.
And you like playing the open mics, which is a great way to kick off.
I do. I love an open mic.
Yeah. And how have they been going? I know you, you're doing one tomorrow at Hotbox in Chelmsford.
Yes, I will. Yeah, Hotbox, the open mics there are probably my favourite to do. Just an amazing venue.
It is.
Yeah, I've been doing them all over, really. Southend, mostly. But yeah, they're really fun.
Good. Now, we're going to listen to your recorded single shortly. But first of all, we're going to have a live track from you. And you're going to do Here Comes the Rain, first of all?
Yes, I am.
Okay, take it away. This is Lois Leon.
I see you shining bright. I fall into your light. The work of angels. I'm under your spell tonight. for me. This can be a new time for you. Here comes the rain again. Nothing you're not used to, my friend. It's a solo ride and dream. Not all what it seems to be. Wishing well's a candlelight. Just sit back from time to time. Cause it's a new start for me. This can be a new time for you. Here comes the rain again. Nothing you're not used to, my friend. Here comes the rain again. Nothing you're not used to, my friend. Nothing you're not used to, my friend.
Oh wow, I love that. And also a comment on the Mixcloud from a Thursa Vernal. Wow, this girl has got a fantastic voice in caps. Fantastic. Whoops, turn you back up.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a great song. So will we be hearing that one, like a recorded version of that?
Yes, very soon, actually, in the next month or so.
Oh, that's a bit of an exclusive reveal
that
there.
That was, debut. Yeah.
That was great, I like that.
And thank you so much.
We're going to, in a minute, hear Bay Museum, which is your debut single.
Yes.
But yeah, tell us about that one, because I know you recorded it in London.
Yes, I did. I recorded it in London. Worked with two producers who were absolutely fantastic. I mean, they made me sound so good. Bay Museum, I guess it's not actually really about the museum. I didn't even know kind of what it was. I walked past it and just thought, wow, it just looked so sort of odd and out of place. And I think that's what sort of kickstarted that inspiration to write the song, about the mystery of sort of things, just noticing everyday things, I guess.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I didn't actually know anything about it either.
No.
And I think I'll go and check it out. Yeah. So yeah, it's about this, the song's not about it, but the it's come from the Bay Museum, which is a World War museum, basically, in Canvey.
Yes.
And so you recorded that in London. Did you record any more at the same time?
Yes, Here Comes the Rain.
So that's the one you kept back. Very interesting.
Yes.
We're going to hear Bay Museum now. This is the recorded one, so this is going to sound very different. Another message on the Mixcloud for you. Ash, I'm so proud of Lewis. I'm her biggest fan ever.
Oh, thank you, Ash. Just a night.
time, pay extra for waiting in line, and all the stories, all the lies, you know what they say about great minds, there's something different in the air, but that baby, we haven't quite got there, I feel myself.
Yeah, Lois Leon, who's in the studio here, and that was her debut single, and you should be proud of that one, Lois. That is a brilliant debut, Bay Museum.
Thank you. Yeah, I really am so pleased with it.
Yeah, it's come out so well. And we were just talking off air about guitars. A lot of my guests, they have names for their guitars, and I know you said your previous guitar you had a name for, but you haven't named this new guitar, have you yet?
No, I haven't.
You'll have to come up with one.
Yeah, I'm still breaking it in, I think.
Yeah, very nice guitar. What is the make of it?
Fender. I think it's a Squire.
Yeah, nice. You've talked about open mics. That's how I found out about you, actually. I think there was an Instagram clip of you performing. Not last time, I think the time before you played. So I thought, well, I must go down into some of these open mics and see what's what. And and here we are. And you've got a few dates coming up, which I'll ask you about in a minute. First of all, how did yesterday go? Because you played at Highlands House in Chelmsford.
I did. That was amazing. Unfortunately, it rained.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I was at football and we had a bit of a rainstorm about, it would have been about 2:30 or something like that, I think. But
So I think I went on at 1 and it literally started as soon as I started.
Oh, no.
And then as soon as I ended, it stopped, but it was still fun.
Oh, good. Yeah, it was a bit of a mad day of weather yesterday, wasn't it? So you've got some more dates coming up. Plug the dates, please do. I've got 2 written down here.
Okay, what ones have you got?
I've got, other than tomorrow, I've got the 2nd of March and the 14th of March, both at 21 in Southend. That's a good venue, isn't it, 21?
Yeah, it's an awesome venue. I think the 14th was it?
Yeah.
That one I think you need tickets for, but the other one's free, so.
And the 14th one, that is, am I right in saying it's like a competition you're in for that? Is it Battle Lines, is that the one?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so there's 4 artists going up against each other, and then is it just the one person goes through to?
I think 2 people go through. We get given a line, and then we have to write a song about like that line,
Interesting. Yeah, any other dates you've got?
The biggest one, I'd say 22nd of March, I'll be playing at Chinnery's in Southend.
Oh, really? That's good.
So I'll be opening for a Stereophonics tribute band.
Oh, nice.
Stereophonies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be really cool.
That's nice to play in that venue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. We were talking about Scarlett Taylor, who is from Southend.
Yes.
And she's now headed off to Liverpool Uni, and she's already picked up some dates up there. That she's playing, and she also started out at Chinnies, I might remember.
Mm-hmm.
She played there with Leo Walrus, you might know, Leo C.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, another South End person, yeah. Okay. And we're going to have another track from you. Do you need to tune, or are you okay?
No, I should be okay.
Yeah, okay, and this one is called Untamed?
Yes, Untamed.
Okay, take it away.
Trip through the lake into the ocean. It's not too late
to pull the plug and watch them drown. You smoke too much. I like your face, but not that one. It's not too late to roll the dice and change the score. But I don't wanna see your inside on the outside. And I don't wanna be me again with you again. With you again, again, again. The lights are down, but you're still up, and I'm still seething. Say your name in the wrong place. I love this feeling, but I don't wanna see your inside on the outside, and I don't wanna be me.
Thanks so much. I love those both of those two tracks, as does Ash, who said that is his favourite, and he wants those two released soon.
They will be.
That's great. Yeah, thanks for coming in and playing those two songs, Lewis.
Thank you.
It's been great. Just before you go, your plans going forward then? I know you've just revealed something to us for the next track.
Yes, so I'm hoping to record a couple more. And, yeah, just get as much music out as possible.
Yep, and as many gigs as you can.
As many gigs as
yeah,
I can.
Yeah, all good practice. And give a shout-out to your socials if you want to check out. You'll do it better than me.
Lois Leon _ on everything, so...
TikTok as well?
TikTok as well, wow. Yeah. Unfortunately.
It's got to be done now, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot for coming in. Those songs, if you miss them... they will be online tomorrow morning with the little chat. Right, got loads of new releases to go through. including Lime Garden. Do you know Lime Garden,
Lewis? I don't.
This is from their album, which came out on Friday. This is called Pop Star. Lime Garden, Pop Star, from their debut album One More Thing, which came out on Friday, and their tour in the UK to support that. Did you like that?
Yeah, I did. That was really interesting. I don't usually listen to stuff like that, but yeah, I really liked that.
And another message from Thursa, who says, get her back again soon. She's great. So yeah, you'll be very welcome. Actually, my next live guest is coming all the way from New York, can you believe?
Ooh.
Sophia Wolfson will be here next month from New York. Check out her latest song, Donuts. Right, I forgot to ask you something. I do ask a lot of musicians that come in and play acoustically whether going forward you would be getting like a band together, or would you stick with how you're doing it?
Yeah,
now?
I mean, after listening to the recorded stuff that I did, I think absolutely I would love a band. But again, it depends, because I do like playing just acoustic,
yeah.
But I think you can't beat the band sound.
Yeah, that's for the future, I suppose. Yeah,
yes.
I don't know whether you know Grace Calver, she's done quite a few singles now, and she did a session for me last year.
Mm-hmm.
She's now just put a band together.
Oh, right.
And a new one, actually, includes the whole band. Yeah, very good. So, yeah, that's something to think about in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Next track is from Toronto, and it's Housewife, who came over to London and played a debut London show last year. Housewife are Bridget Fryfe from Toronto, and this track is called I Lied.
Jackie thinks you're the one for me, but I'm not convinced yet. Always had this ability to make
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It's The Infinites, and that track is called Secret Agent, and it's from their second album, Archetypes, which came out on Friday. They are from Austin, Texas, and the next track is the return of some more Americans. This is Warpaint with their first new music in 2 years. They celebrated 20 years as a band, and this track is going to be coming out as a Rough Trade 7-inch single. This is called Common Blue.
I'm meant to. 7 are your best mate, calm down. X sound, I've found, I can find a smile under your frown. Spend all day in bed with you still in my head. I don't wanna waste your time. You'll never be mine, never be mine.
That was the Shambolics from Fife, and a track from their album, another one that came out on Friday, called Dreams, Schemes and Teams, and that one was called Never Be Mine. But my album of the week this week, and it has divided opinion amongst the fan base, is Tank by Idols. It's their fifth album, and really the first four have all been quite heavy, quite similar, but this one is very different. There's some slow tracks on it, and this is Idols as you've never heard them before. This is a gospel. We're going to play another track from it later on.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
A shadow just befell me. I seem to have lost my head. I try my best to rest, but that's where the memories tread. I think my eyes are broken. Reality feels wrong. My mother says you're with me, even when I'm gone. Feeling all hazy. Am I going crazy? My friends see.
Was Jess Nova, who hasn't got any social media presence at all, so I don't know anything about her. I know she's from America, and I take it that's her debut single. I love that. It's called Don't Eat the Gas Station Food. And now we've got a song in German. This is a first for Under the Radar. This is the Dusseldorf Duster Boys, and they're from Essen, which I take it is near Dusseldorf. It's from an EP called Trommel. This is a recommendation from Ducks Limited, who were my album of the week last week, and this is called Sommer.
Reflexion. Und was ich